D. A Japanese viewpoint.
Japanese people generally feel secure being average and not standing out in the crowd. It may have something to do with our culture of shame or harmony, or our so-called insularity. People seem to try to suppress their feelings by not expressing their opinions in public places, except for a few attention-getters. When it comes to education, we still respect the harmony and expect everyone to grow hand in hand to be good adults. And it is true, this custom wastes talent. As we consider it good not to have a big gap between the rich and the poor, we appreciate little disparity between the bright, the average, and the below-average people. Skipping grades has long been considered to be an evil example of deregulation because it could let the disparity grow. Talented students can attend a cram school to study higher-level lessons that are taught in high grades. Some get tutors to study ahead of others. There are many ways for those talented to further improve their ability at their own pace without skipping grades. In Japan, skipping grades is generally not considered appropriate. Recently, limited skipping grades has become allowed in Japanese schools. Bright students can graduate from a four-year college or university in 3 years, or be admitted to a graduate school in the fourth year of college and can receive a bachelor's and master's degree in as little as 5 years. However, we can hardly imagine an 8-year-old kid attending college. Allowing schools more freedom to find ways to best educate their students is naturally expected. But I still hope the Ministry of Education will stay in power to watch over all educational institutions in Japan. The U.S. Department of Education is nothing but a collector of statistics and is far less powerful and influential than Japan's education ministry. In the United States, local governments are responsible for education for their local residents. Colleges and universities have formed some academic leagues to set their own rules and standards to offer good education to meet their own demands and policies. The American system may sound appealing and ideal, but it also has problems that rarely happen in Japan, such as creating big differences in the quality of various universities. There is a far smaller difference between Japan's best and worst universities, where all schools are under government control. We should not forget the positive side of being controlled, which also means being protected.